Have you ever noticed in reading the scriptures, contemplating the Bible, hearing the very word of God proclaimed here in the Mass, just how powerful God's words are? It's a sign, in fact, the effect of his words, of his all-powerful attribute. In the very beginning, for example, how does God create the world? God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. He simply speaks, and everything that is comes to be. We see it again in the fullness of time when the Son of God becomes incarnate. How does it happen? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. And throughout his public ministry, how often does our Lord heal simply by speaking? We saw this a few weeks ago in the raising of Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus comes out of the tomb. I do will it. Be made clean, our Lord says. This inspires our prayer immediately before Holy Communion. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This morning we find it in this gospel account of our Lord's appearance to the apostles. The apostles, we're told, are locked away in fear. And Jesus comes into the midst of them and simply speaks, "Peace be with you." And the disciples rejoice. His very word, peace, banishes their fear and fills them with joy. And then just after this, our Lord does something incredible. He transmits to his apostles, he confers upon them the ability to speak with that same authority. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. The apostles now have the authority to speak in the very person of Christ, to say with the authority of God, "Your sins are forgiven." And they are, because of that almighty power of the Word of God. And that great gift that our Lord bestowed upon his apostles 2,000 years ago wasn't just for the people who would encounter those apostles in that time. But as has happened in the history of the church, it was meant to be passed down from one generation to another. The apostles ordained their successors and handed on to them that very same authority to speak the very word of God. It's an unbroken chain that's come to us in our own day. We call it apostolic succession. 11 years ago, for example, when I was ordained a priest, Bishop Herman laid his hands on me and conferred upon me, by the grace of God, that ability to forgive sins by speaking in the person of Christ. Bishop Herman had been consecrated a bishop by Cardinal Regali some years earlier. Cardinal Regali had been consecrated a bishop by St. John Paul II some years before that, who became a bishop in Poland when he was consecrated by Archbishop Bosiak, and so on, all the way back to Jesus himself. In fact, if you want to be a bit of a Catholic nerd, there's a website called CatholicHierarchy.org that traces this apostolic succession back to about the 1400s or so in most cases, when the records begin to get a little spottier, understandably, 600 years ago. But our faith tells us that our Lord continues to speak with authority in his church because of this gift he conferred on Easter Sunday to his apostles, which they handed on. And this explains the gift of the sacrament of confession. Why do I have to confess my sins to a priest? We're often asked. How many of us ponder that question? Why do I have to go through that uncomfortable routine of speaking out loud to another person my sins? Well, it's because Jesus said so. We didn't make this up somewhere along the line in the Middle Ages. It's right here on the pages of Scripture. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. You see, it's not as if the priest has this innate power in his own humanity. There's nothing about us, humanly speaking, that is different from anyone else. But it is the power of Christ, his grace, his voice speaking in and through the priest by virtue of his ordination, his insertion into this unbroken chain that makes the priest the one through whom we receive that assurance of mercy and forgiveness. Saint Faustina, the one to whom our Lord revealed this devotion to his divine mercy, she gave us words that Jesus spoke to her. He said to her one time, "When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul." This is the reality of what's happening when we go to confession. It's a true encounter with Jesus Christ, who is there waiting for us, only hidden by the priest, who desires through that sacrament to act in our souls. You know, there's certainly a sadness these days that our reception of Holy Communion is restricted. But I can't help but wonder, is it perhaps the case that God is using this time to bring to light a certain scandal in the life of the church these days? It's the scandal of Catholics who so easily and so often get in line to receive Holy Communion, but rarely, if ever, get in line for the confessional. These two sacraments both were given by our Lord to his church to act in tandem. When we are preparing to welcome a guest into our home, do we not first clean and tidy up our home so that our guest will feel welcome? This is what confession is all about. Confession cleanses, tidies up the soul, to make it a worthy dwelling place for the divine guest who comes to us in Holy Communion. If the Lord is stirring within you on this Divine Mercy Sunday a recognition of your need for his mercy, be not afraid. Come to confession. That sacrament is still available. Even in these times, if it's been a long time and you're nervous about what to do, just get on Google and type how to make a good confession, and you'll find everything you need to prepare. If you're watching this, you know how to use the internet, so it's not hard. You'll be able to prepare yourself at home, and then be not afraid to come. Meet our Lord in the confessional. Receive his grace. Hear the priest speak peace to your soul as Jesus spoke peace to his apostles on that first Sunday. And I guarantee you, that same effect that his word of peace had on Easter Sunday will take place in your soul. Your fear, your anxiety, your worry, your nerves, your lack of peace will be replaced by joy. And you will walk out of that confessional rejoicing at having met our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.